This is London, the home of Apple. The Apple concept is to bring together the artists of today with the methods and media of tomorrow. To do this, Apple has entered into many diverse fields of communication. Films, television, and of course records are all part of it.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. It was season 2, show number 22, that we first explored the origins of the Beatles record company Apple. I remember mentioning that a sequel was in order soon. Well, apparently soon is a relative term. This week's Vinyl Garage picks up approximately in August of 1969, where the previous show left off, running chronologically until the label's demise in 1975. The bear share being domestic releases, but occasionally taking a side trip into some interesting Apple releases from abroad. Probably one of the most personal of the George Harrison-produced non-Beatle Apple artists is the London Radhakrishna Temple. George, being very much into Hinduism and the Eastern music it included, played on and produced the Hare Krishna Mantra single. The song reached number 12 in the UK, but failed to chart or make its way to radio in the US. The follow-up single, Govinda, from March of 1970, suffered the same fate. Apple assigned catalog numbers 1810 and 1821, respectively.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
But the first traditional release, assigned catalog number 1811, was a cover of a Beatles song from Abbey Road, Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, by the Scottish band Trash, their second and last single for Apple.
Once there was a way to get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. And I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleeping in darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Carry that way.
cover by an Apple act was John's Give Peace a Chance by the British funk band The Hot Chocolate Band, their only chance at Apple vinyl. It was given catalog number 1812. They would go on to be very popular in the 70s as the disco craze unfolded, shortening their name to Hot Chocolate.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Everybody talking about this war and that war, who's for and not for, the last war, the next war, and nuclear is not for, and what for, damn love war, childish man.
Billy Preston released four solo singles for Apple, the second being Everything's All Right, catalog number 1814.
Oh,
The second Beatles solo single for Apple was John's Cold Turkey, catalog number 1813. Originally thought to be about going cold turkey from a brief heroin addiction, it was later said that food poisoning was actually the culprit. John went publicly with the former, it being more rock star. 1815 was Paul's Come and Get It by the former Ivies, recently renamed Badfinger. A top 10 single on both sides of the pond, it was also chosen for the film The Magic Christian. Now for one of those side trips I mentioned earlier. Actually, a record that never actually existed. Given the UK Apple catalog number of 1002, the Plastic Ono Band's You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, backed with What's the New Mary Jane. The story behind its demise, in a moment.
As an African queen, she'd eating 12 chapatis and cream. She'd taste as Mongolian lamb. She coming from Aldebaran. What a shame Mary Jane had to pay that party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had to pay at the party. Like to be married with Yeti. He grooving such cookies, spaghetti. She jumping as Mexican bean to make that her body more thin. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. She catch Patagonian pancakes with that one them gin party makes. She having all the ways good contacts. She making with apple and contract. What a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party. What a shame Mary Jane, what a shame Mary Jane had a pain at the party.
John's interest in the avant-garde was revealed to the world on the White Album in 1968 with the song Revolution 9. It was mostly just a sound collage, but it wasn't an anomaly. John also produced You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, which eventually made it to the B-side of the Let It Be single, and What's the New Mary Jane, which we just heard. John wanted these released something fierce, and since none of the other Beatles seemed interested, since they weren't normal Beatle material, John planned on releasing them as a Plastic Ono Band single. The release was soon canceled when the other three found out a Beatles cut was intended to be released as a John and Yoko project. Getting back to the mainstream, 1816 was Tema Harbor by Mary Hopkin, 1817 was All I've Got by Billy Preston, and 1818 was Instant Karma by the Plastic Ono Band.
In a giant lemon tree, alone my friend and me, we both climbed down and crossed the sand until we reached the sea. And the waves come high, high as we sway and dance. And the way I feel makes me want to take a to chant. Sing a song of summer harvest, climb a coconut tree, catch a fish and light a fire, drink some wine with me. And if you say you like me, and I like you, sunshine, 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 sunshine. In the treehouse here we lay, above the blue sea spray. Tide rolls in and on the wind, guitars begin to play. Waves come high, high as we sway and dance. And the way I feel makes me want to take a chance. Sing a song of summer harbor, climb a coconut tree, catch a fish and light a fire, drink some wine with me. And if you say you like me, and I like you, we can live and dream together in a world that's new. Sunshine, 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 sunshine. Sing a song of Tama Harbor, climb a coconut tree, catch a fish and light a fire, drink some wine with me. La 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 la.
That I've got, I want you to know, every day of my life I'm gonna give it to you. I can't give you things that someone else can. Whoa, but all I've got, I want you to know, I'll give it to you. Oh, now, can't promise you things that I don't possess. No, oh, but all that I've got, I want. You should, can't promise you things that I don't possess. No, oh, but all that I've got. All my worldly goods, like you should. Can't promise you things that someone else can. No. Oh, but all that I've got,
you're listening to The Vinyl Garage, The History of Apple, Part 2.
Right in the face. that's where I wanna be. Spinning round like a blue fly, thoughts of you fill my head, and no matter how I try, I can't sleep in my bed. I've been round for the last time. Oh girl, what can I do? I tried, oh, where was worse, how I fell in love with you.
Joe left his home in Tucson.
the second Jackie Lomax single for Apple, assigned number 1819, was How the Web Was Woven. It was also available on the remastered Apple releases in 1991, 2004, and 2010, respectively. Mary Hopkins' K Sarah Sarah was released as a single and given 1823 as a catalog number, and on her Those Were the Days LP from 1972. The song did not chart in Britain and barely made it into the top 100 domestically. Apple 1824 paired the traditional gospel song Jacob's Ladder and John and Paul's Get Back, which also received the gospel treatment, by R&B veteran Doris Troy. She's best known for her song, Just One Look. This was the second and final single for Apple by her, all of which were produced by George. Up until this point, only John had released a solo single on their own Apple label, but Ringo was next. His Beaucoup of Blues, a country western song, was his first contribution to the Apple catalog. Soon, Paul and George would join in. Since catalog numbers for the solo Beatles followed the Capitol Records numbering system, it was assigned number 2969. It's a little strange hearing Ringo's attempt at a country song, but apparently he was a big fan.
To see me the world, I left my sweet girl and gave it a whirl. But now here I stand alongside the road with holes in my soul in my shoes and beaucoup of blues. The freedom should bring. I see me today, but no yesterday. For I threw away my most precious things. I see me a man who's lonely, wants only to lose. Beaucoup of blues. Thank you.
artist mind. He only learns what he sees or what is taught to him. Think about your children. You
Dice, and the Apple single number 1822 is Badfinger's No Matter What, their first self-composition to reach the top 10 in both Britain and the States. Mary Hopkins' last single for 1970 was Think About Your Children, another record taken from the Those Were the Days LP, and as Apple single number 1825. George's My Sweet Lord hit number one nearly worldwide when it was released in November 1970 in the States and January 1971 in the UK, but it was first heard on record on Billy Preston's Encouraging Words LP 2 months earlier in September. We heard Preston's version. And finally this week, John's Mother from his Plastic Ono Band LP and as Apple single number 1827, where it was edited by more than a minute and a half from the LP version. A hauntingly personal song relating to the lack of a mother and father in his life. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we present the next installment of the Apple Records story. It's surprising how naive the Beatles were when it came to running a business. Apple could have been huge, but due to legalities, infighting, and their eventual lack of interest, the company died a slow death, all the while hemorrhaging money as it disappeared. The Garage can be reached at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next week, I'm Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
We hope to make a thing that's free, where people can just come and do and record and not have to ask, could we have another microphone in the studio, because we haven't had a hit yet.
Love you. And in the end...